This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, episode 192, Exercise That Works. And today I am excited to talk to you about this topic because I've got some good tips that I think you'll be able to put to use right away. I know this series of podcasts on exercising and weight loss has really helped me a lot. So thanks guys for being my sounding board so that I can, get motivated to lose some weight and to finally exercise. Well, today I want to thank our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and Vintage Homeschool Mom sponsors, and that is Sony Pictures, featuring the movie Smurfs, The Lost Village. You can find out more information at smurfsmovie.com, and be sure to check out the Christian study guide for this movie on our show notes page. You can visit podcast 192 to find those the Christian study guide as well as the show notes of this podcast. And you could also go to affirmsfilms.com, and that's AFFIRMS films, FILMS.com. Well, today we are going to talk about exercising, which I used to hate. And the reason I hated exercising is, as typical of me, and if you know me, you know this of me, is that I tend to be impulsive and I react before I really think things out. And that's why podcasting has been such a blessing to me, because I have had an opportunity now to really think things through. Always a good thing. Some of you are listening going, what are you talking about? I always think things through. Well, I don't always. So it's a good thing that I do podcasts, because it helps me get myself more organized. But also because I really have been wanting to do this for forever and finally had an opportunity to be able to really think about what I wanted out of exercise and how I could do some series of exercises that would work for me. So I'm going to go through just a little bit, and I'm going to share my progress a little bit later on, but I wanted to share three very important points about finding the best exercise that works for you. And this is what I found. Number one, the best exercise is the one you will do consistently. Number two, the best exercise is the one that fits your schedule. Number three, the best exercise is the one that will be your lifelong companion. So depending on your weight and physical activity level, there are different types of exercises that might work for you. And when we talk about exercise, many of us, okay, me, tend to begin and then stop. And I know I couldn't do sit-ups and aerobic exercising consistently, and it was torture for me. I mean, back in the day, I bought all the exercise clothes and I thought about going to a gym, but for me, that's not an option, just because I like to do things on my own and I am competitive to a degree. I was trying to think, I'm not competitive and want to be with other people. There's just nothing for me anyway that would make me want to be around a lot of other people exercising. And my brother swears by it. He goes to a gym near where he works, and he'll work out for 2 hours and swim and do all kinds of things. And he tells me how great that is. But for me, I just couldn't do it. And then after I bought this really cool exercise clothes, I decided I wouldn't wear that out anyway. So anyway, it was a total train wreck. And my kids laughed, you know, because they would watch me trying to do these exercises with some little video series I bought, and then they would do it with me. And To this day, my kids tease me about that. So I had to find something that I would do and it wouldn't be short-lived. And the only exercise when I was thinking about it that I really stuck to was jogging. When I was in college, I ran with, you know, some of the people that were really athletic in my, you know, in my dorm. And these girls were, I mean, you know, super in shape. And so I ran with them and I said, I'm going to just start with a mile. And that's basically what they told me. You can't run with us the whole way, but at least start. And they told me they had mapped out from in front of our dorm. Across the street was a wonderful lake, Lake Hollingsworth in Lakeland, if any of you are from that area. And so our dorms were right on the water. And so all we had to do was, you know, go across the street, get on the bike path and the jogging path, and I could run to where the traffic light was and then turn around and come back. And that was exactly a mile, whereas, you know, these guys were going 3.2 miles. So when I had been running with them a while, I thought, you know what, today I feel really energetic and I'm going to go with you guys. And they said, okay. So I did. I ran with them. And after I was done, I swore I would never do that again. And so for me, doing something that was torture did not work well. So I was able to just continue on with the mile for a while anyway. And I mean, I even brought my bike to college with me thinking, oh, I'm going to bike. Never did. And so everyone knew my car because I had a bike rack on it. So, you know, it just didn't work. But what I was looking for was just to get my heart rate elevated and to feel like I was doing something toward, you know, good health. So as I was looking at that, I started thinking, you know, I don't really have time to, you know, go walk for an hour. You know, there's people down my street that walk every morning and there's a group of them that go walking and I wave to them as they're walking. But again, that wasn't going to work for me, especially with my schedule. So I decided to find something that would work for me. And as I've shared earlier, for me, that was walking on the treadmill. And I'm able to walk faster and I can also incorporate weights with that. So I'm slowly working into that. And then in the summertime, I'm going to switch to swimming. And I hope to report to you on that as well. So even if I could fit it into my schedule, I really dislike doing any kind of exercise and especially any kind of calisthenic exercise. But jogging worked because that was something I could do every day. And that worked for me, and now it's walking. So if you can find an exercise that fits you, and it may need to change a little as you get older. For me, it went from jogging to walking. That will help. My daughter, Christina, played basketball when she was in high school, and she loved it. And I remember her transcripts, you know, well, her 4 year when we sketched out what her high school was going to look like. One of the things I said I wanted her to take was tennis and tennis lessons, which she had had when she was little, but of course she didn't remember very much of that. And she said, no, I'm going to play basketball. And I tried to explain to her, you're going to play basketball now, but you're not going to be able to play basketball when you're older. Whereas you can play tennis as an adult, and it would be a really good thing to learn to play correctly. And she's athletic. All my kids are athletic except for me. And, you know, she picked up tennis very quickly, but that was what I was trying to, you know, instill in my kids, that even if you have a sport that you play, you want other sports that you enjoy doing that you would be able to do more often. So what's right for you? Let's look at many different exercises here. Well, there's three different types of exercise, you know, high impact, low impact, and an average impact. And then we're going to take a commercial break. So let me just go through these quickly. So for high impact, we're talking about things like Pilates, cycling, and I mean, you know, not just riding your bike leisurely down the street. I mean, you know, those people that do the 2 and 3 and 4 mile types of things, running and jogging, obviously, weightlifting, some kind of exercise machine such as a treadmill, stair climber or stair stepper, and, you know, running marathons. So that's kind of a high impact. The other is low impact, like swimming or even jumping on a trampoline or walking. And then there's an average impact, which could be something like a stationary bike, which or a recumbent bike, which is not so hard on your joints. And when we come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to go through some of the questions that you should ask yourself. And also, I'm going to share with you what I have found are five of the best exercises that are something you can do for a very long time. We'll be right back.
Now, the Blue Crew is back.
Let's go have some fun.
In their first fully animated adventure.
Nailed it.
To escape a dangerous, undiscovered world, the Smurfs will have to team up with a whole new tribe.
A village full of girls.
Hey.
Freak out, you guys.
Smurfs, The Lost Village. Rated PG. Exclusively from Affirm Films. Get a free Bible-based discussion guide. Visit AffirmFilms.com to download it for free. And enjoy great discussions with your whole family about the importance of purpose, friendship, honesty, and loyalty. As seen in Smurfs, The Lost Village. Now playing.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz, episode 193, and you can find the show notes at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. And hey, guys, how about giving us a rating? If you listen on iTunes, it only takes a minute. On any podcast app, you can go and whatever device you're using, whether it's a Apple or an Android, you can give us a star rating. If you, some of you don't listen on iTunes and you listen on Google Play or one of the other ones, we really appreciate that. And also, if you're listening on our website, we have some little handy dandy social media buttons. So if you're on any of those social media sites and you want to help us, just click on the little button and share it with your friends. Maybe this podcast has been enjoyable. Another thing you can do is just stop at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com, scroll down and look for Exercise That Works, podcast 192. You guys have to understand that sometimes I'll change the name of the podcast, and so I'll add something like Exercise That Really Works. So sometimes I've had emails from people going, where is that podcast? So that's why we give them a number, 192, so hopefully you can find it with that. And then you can always search on the front page at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com. There's a little search button, and you can search for all of the other podcasts I've done on exercising, and I'll put some of them in the post here if you're listening on the site, or you can visit the site and get the show notes. Well, before we took a break, we were talking about what is the best exercise for you, and I'm going to tell you right now, the best exercise for you is one that you're going to do consistently. And that is important. And I also was going to give you an update on my exercise and weight loss. I have lost 10 pounds. I was hoping to lose a little bit more, but I have to admit that I have cheated here and there. And for the most part, I've done very well with eating healthy, which is helpful first by eating proteins and a small amount of carbs, which helps to keep me full. And when I'm not hungry, it's easier to remain on a good eating track. And also, I've cut out sweets, no desserts, so that has really helped. And I probably will in the future cheat on that a little bit here and there. But for a block of time, I didn't have any dessert at all because I really wanted to kind of do a detox. And I'm probably going to talk about that in the future. But one of our moms on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, Homeopathy for Moms, Homeopathy for Mommies, podcast, Sue Meyer has created a podcast on detoxing, and I will put that link in the show notes on VintageHomeschoolMoms.com, podcast 192. As far as exercising, I really haven't made it past 30 minutes, so I'm excited about that. Wish I had better news to report, but that's about as far as I've gone. I did try to do a little bit more one day, and that was a train wreck. And as I shared with you earlier, if I'm going to dread it, then I'm not going to do it. So I'm trying to keep it light and easy. And the idea is not so much, you know, I'm going to go on this big weight loss crash program. While I want to lose a little bit more weight, I really am comfortable in my clothes now. They're not tight, so yay me. And also, I want to do something that I'm going to continue doing, not like the jogging around the lake where I'll never do that again. So I want to keep it to where I am comfortable doing the exercising. And I think that's really good advice for all of us. And one of the things is I was sharing with my husband about this podcast, and he was a PE major. So I actually married a guy who could possibly be my personal trainer. We did try that for a little bit, and he is super sweet and very patient and very kind. But I was not a very good student. So poor thing. He really wanted me to love it. And I just, had done a lot of weightlifting, and I just really did not like that. So we tried some other things, for me, but one of the things he said was, did you, explain all of the, you know, proper way to exercise, in one of your podcasts? And I said, oops, no. So that's something I am going to, share with you, because he really thinks this is very, very important, and he has done this with our children. And I want to praise God, because my kids have played sports since they were little. Nick, not so much. I think he started around 9. You know, Christina and Neil were not as serious as my last three. So Christina and Neil are my two older kids. They played recreational sports, and they were on several homeschool basketball teams, and they enjoyed that very much. But my younger three are the ones who have played competitively and on travel teams. And my daughter has a scholarship playing softball up in Maryland. So that's awesome. Go Annie. And doing really, really well. And Mike and Ann have both been on travel teams. And Ann actually made it to the softball World Series and came in fifth in the nation the 1 year. And has done really, really well with that. So anyway, one of the things that he talks about is warming up and cooling down properly. So that's very important. So that's number one. Make sure that you stretch and you just kind of get ready to do whatever you're going to be doing. And when you're done with whatever it is you're doing, like when I'm walking, I start walking slower and slower and slower as I'm ending, to just kind of get your heart rate down and to cool down properly. The second way to avoid injuries is to learn how to do it right. He's a big proponent of that as well. And so he's always saying, you know, if you do it wrong, you're going to have the muscle memory of doing it incorrectly. So if you don't have a built-in PE coach that you are married to, you might consider hiring someone just for a couple of sessions. They really are not as expensive as you think they are. We met a couple of guys that were college buddies and started their own exercise place, and when they first got started, they were really, really reasonable. And my kids worked with them for a couple of sessions just on strength training for their sports. So that was really money well spent. The third is breathing. When you are lifting or pushing, you're going to breathe out, and if you are you know, as you're releasing any weights, if you're doing that, you're going to, so breathe out when you're lifting or pushing, and breathe in as you slowly release your weights. So his big thing is, like, when you're exercising, not to hold your breath, because that will put a strain on you. And he said, you know, it's not good if you do that. So make sure that you're breathing well, you know, breathing out and breathing in as you slowly release, if you're doing that kind of exercising. And don't lock your knees or your joints. That was something that I would do, especially if I stood for long periods of time. I would lock my legs, and then I wonder why my knees were killing me behind my knees. So whether you are bending or, you know, doing some kind of stretching, try not to lock your joints. You know, leave a little bend in your knees and elbows when you're straightening out. Number five is, don't overdo it. You can hurt yourself by exercising too long, or if you're using weights, you know, just too heavy of a weight. And remember, it's important to rest your muscles at least 24 or 48 hours between some kind of strength exercising or strength training. When I started walking more, my husband recommended that I not walk every day. And the problem with that for me is if I'm not doing it every day, then I'll skip 2 days and I've done that. So that's something to consider in your schedule, you know, what works for you. And then the number six is if you're not feeling well, don't try to exercise and give yourself, you know, some slack there. And number seven is when you're doing exercise, you shouldn't be in pain. Because if you do, you're overexerting or you're not doing it correctly. You might be, you know, sore afterwards if you've, you know, really stretched some muscles or whatever. But if you're in pain when you're exercising, then something is not right. And, you know, and he always says, listen to your body. If you can't finish whatever you're doing, like when he was doing reps with weight training, and he tells the boys this too, and my daughter, he said, if you can't finish it, then you're overdoing. You just need to, you know, do a cool down or something else. And important to ask too, when you're looking at exercising, is number one, do you have any physical limitations? If you do, take those into consideration, obviously. Number two, what are you doing now? Are you doing any kind of exercise that you like? I mean, I only began exercising recently. And so for me, I have to make sure it's going to be something I'm going to continue doing, because I really want this to be, you know, helpful for my mobility. And when I found that I was sitting on the floor with my grandkids and could not get up with the baby in my lap, I knew I had to do something. So, and number three, what time do you have? Now, if I had to pick one thing other than not liking some of the exercises, this would be the number one thing. I kept telling my husband, I do not have time. And he used to say to me, being thin and not exercising is just as bad as being overweight. And I never really believed him until I researched that, and that was really true. So even if you're not, you know, overweight and you're thin, it is important to continue with exercising, or at least start. So one of the things that I did, and this is when we took tennis lessons together, I looked at my kids' schedule and I thought, well, if we take tennis lessons, we can all do it. So we would do that once a week. We went to the tennis courts and we had someone who gave us lessons, and it was expensive. So I brought along a friend with her kids. And when we split the cost, it was very reasonable. And this lady was willing to give us an hour's worth of tennis lessons. My friend and I, you know, just volley the ball back and forth on another court. She worked with the kids, and then the kids did the same thing and played a game while she worked with us. And that worked really well. Look at your kids' schedule. You know, like when I was thinking back, when my kids were taking piano lessons, I could have gone out and walked on a treadmill. Of course, I didn't have one at the time. But, you know, I started thinking you can really work with your schedule, see what's going on, and, you know, be able to, you know, obviously you can't be in a treadmill. It's in the same room as somebody doing piano lessons, but because they tend to be loud. But you could be doing some stretching, exercising, or something else. You know, I know how we moms are. Oh, my gosh, I got, you know, half an hour. I can get dinner started, or I can put in a load of laundry. And yes, all of that is great, but we also want our want to be healthy. And then, you know, you could do things like the trampoline. If you have a little one and you can put them in the stroller and, you know, jog or walk with them. You know, what can you do? Number four is, what can you do as a family? A friend of mine began entering marathons. She was so funny. She goes, after 40, there's no way I could compete. But before 40 and right around 40, like at 38, 39, she was winning all of these marathons. And she said, it's like after 40, people think, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. I need to exercise. And she goes, those people were super serious. But she did it with her son. And that was, you know, she talks about it to this day as some of the funnest experiences that she's had with her son. And they ran together for years, so it was really cool. If not running, that's where I am now, not running. How about hikes? You know, whatever you choose, be consistent. Well, I promised you I was going to share with you some of the, you know, exercises that you can do for what I call the forever exercises. And again, it depends on, you know, your health. So look at that. Before I share that, I want to just take a minute to go through some of the things that will keep you exercising. I wanted to do that before I share this other thing with you. So how do you continue exercising through the days, the weeks, the months, and the years? And this is what I looked at. These are the questions I asked myself. Number one, select an element of exercise you like. Whereas I like jogging, I couldn't physically do that anymore. It's too hard on my joints. So I like the idea of the walking, and I can walk faster and I can add weight. So that helped me. The second is make it a routine. So I began I was very ambitious. I began with 5 times a week, and I have, more so than not continued with that, but you can just start with 2 or 3 times a week. Typically, if you try to create a routine and are only doing it one day a week, it's easy for something to get in the way and it will drop off. So that just gives you a couple of ideas of how to continuously do it. So for example, you can, do some walking, maybe some walking, fast, and use weights as you get better at it. You can add some swimming with some kind of resistance device, which is what I'm going to be doing in the summer. And then make it last at least 30 days because it will become part of your routine if you do that. And that is so great for your kids to see you actually doing something and being consistent. And that is a great thing. And if they're little, just get them to do it with you. And that helps. So here you are. Here we are. These are workouts that can do wonders for your health, and that can help you keep your weight under control, improve your balance, and help your range of motion, strengthen your bones, protect your joints, prevent bladder control problems, and even ward off memory loss. You ready? Number one on the list is swimming. Swimming has been called the perfect workout because it really helps support your body and it allows you to move your joints so that there isn't stress on your joints. And this is something that I'm doing. I tried doing it at one point. I bought all the equipment for it and the kids enjoyed it very much. And basically they're like floaty things that you try to walk with or that keep you afloat while you're doing different exercises. And so, it's been shown that it helps your mental state and it puts you in a better mood. I've seen people doing water aerobics. We were at a water park with the kids when they were younger, and they have a whole thing of water aerobics with elderly people, and it's a really great thing. And it helps you, burn up some calories and tone up. Not a whole lot, not for me anyway, that I found with the swimming. The second thing on my list is walking, and walking is really good. It helps you to keep the weight off. Even though I was cheating here and there, I didn't gain any weight. It helps your cholesterol levels. It strengthens your bones, especially if you're bringing some kind of weights along with you. It can keep your blood pressure in check, especially if you're losing weight. And I know of people who no longer have diabetes because they have lost weight. And also cholesterol, my daughter's mother-in-law, when she lost weight, she no longer had to take her cholesterol medicine. So that's awesome. And it also helps with memory and other, just your range of motion. So that's wonderful. Make sure you've got good shoes. I think I shared with you, I was trying to walk in my, really comfy flip-flops. That did not work very well. I needed to put tennis shoes on. Which I don't like a whole lot, but especially living in Florida, we're so used to having sandals on that it's hard to wear closed shoes. The third is Kegel exercises. These exercises will help with bladder control. And I know early on I was doing these a lot and kind of fell off. So the strong pelvic floor muscles can help you with any kind of incontinence. And I'll give you a little secret. My sister-in-law always says she does it while waiting at the light. And if you stop at a traffic light, it's typically 2 minutes. So you might try to do that. And to do a Kegel exercise, you squeeze the muscles you would use to prevent yourself from passing urine or gas. Sorry, guys. Hold the contraction for 2 or 3 seconds, then release and do this 10 times. Make sure to completely relax your pelvic floor muscles after the contraction. So if you do 4 to 5 sets a day, that is really great. And it's, you know, obviously not a fun thing, but it works really well. The fourth is strength training. Now, I'm hoping to add some more weights, not talking about lifting on a weight bench, but just ankle weights and some weight belt that I might wear and things like that as time goes on. Strength training doesn't necessarily mean lifting weights, but it can keep you strong. And like I said, my kids went to learn how to do it correctly. And it can be things like that you're running against resistant bands. They did some things like running, and I won't do this because I can just see me tripping and falling, but they had tires that they ran through and obstacle courses. There are places here in town where you pay $7 a session and you only pay when you go. And the kids used to do this in between training. And what I had them do was earn the money with chores and then, you know, use some of that money for their training. The other thing is stretching and Pilates. I'm not a big Pilates person, but I know that is something that my sister-in-laws do and absolutely love, and we're all about the same age. So that could be something that if you like it, you can, and then the stretching, I'm definitely all for that. So here are some last thoughts as we wind down. I just want to encourage you. We schedule doctor appointments, lessons for our kids, and all the important things that we have to do, but we do not set time aside for us to be healthy. And I never wanted to exercise because to me, exercise was sit-ups and crunches. I hated it so much. I avoided it all my life until I started podcasting about it. So now I can see the importance of doing physical activity for my future mobility and health and to help me take care of my family and my grandkids. So guys, thanks so much for listening. Again, a big shout out to our sponsor. If you haven't seen that Smurf movie, it is really adorable and I really encourage you. I'm not a big cartoon movie buff, but Smurfs has a place in my heart because my kids used to, you know, love it when they were younger, and now my grandkids do. So the Ultimate Homeschool Radio and Vintage Homeschool Moms wants to thank Sony Pictures featuring the movie Smurfs The Lost Village. You can find out more at smurfsmovie.com and the Christian Study Guide, which we have right here on our show notes on podcast 192 at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And check out affirmsfilms.com, guys. They have all kinds of really good family-oriented films. And when I went to the website, I think I have seen all but one of those. So happy to be able to encourage our listeners to go over to Affirms and get that study guide. Well, thanks again. God bless everyone. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.